We are going to start with the articles that we have for today, Mr. Ahmad Rizk. We have the first one is from the Foreign Policy, which published on January 20. Syria peace talks on the verge of imploding after invitation misshape. We knew that Iran was invited to Geneva too earlier this week, and then they withdrew the invitation of Iran. The UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon said on Monday that he withdrew the invitation of Iran. Do you think that it is due to the coalition saying that they will not attend Geneva too if Iran attended?
Look, if we have to talk about the future of this discussion, we think that if Iran will participate or not, it's not important. Mm-hmm. Or maybe the purpose of this meeting, it will be just a meeting for one day. Mm-hmm. So it will be an open discussion, and they will not discuss everything. They will start the discussion, mm-hmm. and maybe it's just for a photo or just for as a start for the dialogue between Syrian
and
opposition.
And it's the first time that the Syrian regime or government sits on the same table or facing the coalition or the opposition, the so-called Syrian oppositions.
When let's say the opposition, mm-hmm. who or a part of this opposition, they are maybe they want to discuss the future of Syria, maybe why not the regime or the government to discuss with these people who is concerned about the future political, economic, and geostrategic positioning of the Syria and the region, mm-hmm. because they care about Syria. But for that, if Iran participate or not, I think that because this discussion is under United Nations and maybe it's
supervised
or it's on the dialogue between also between the U.S. and Russia. Mm-hmm. So there is who governate all this misunderstand between mm-hmm. opposition, political mm-hmm. misunderstand, or maybe the future of Syria mm-hmm. between opposition and the regime. So we start. Geneva too, it will be just a day when we can see both sides mm-hmm. discussing.
It's going to be a first phase. It's not going to be something that will,
it's the first step.
Will solve the whole issue in Syria.
What we know about this discussion, it will be the first step. Mm-hmm. After this first step, it will be a delegation from both sides mm-hmm. to discuss about most of the topics and about the future of Syria. And when we talk about future of Syria, we are not talking about future of the President Bashar Assad. Mm-hmm. We are talking about future of Syria. What opposition and mm-hmm. the regime will do against the terrorism, mm-hmm. the terrorism facing the
so
future
now you're
of
kind
Syria.
Of in, now you're separating between the oppositions and terrorism.
Of course.
Aren't they supporting, or isn't the coalition supporting those terrorists working inside the Syria, or at least militants fighting the government?
Look, if we study the history of this coalition, mm-hmm. we see that it was related to the first opposition. Mm-hmm. Opposition related to something political mm-hmm. or social. And that the President Bashar Assad say, okay, we are ready for, mm-hmm. for discuss these topics with opposition inside Syria or the opposition outside.
Politically.
But, yes, politically mm-hmm. and socially. But when we discuss something related for topics related with the terrorism, with mm-hmm. security levels. So I think that there is a levels to discuss mm-hmm. these topics outside Syria, mm-hmm. because now we are discussing or we start to discuss a dialogue, mm-hmm. internal dialogue, or a meeting between different parties inside mm-hmm. Related inside Syria or outside Syria. But the most important things that will face the future of Syria and mm-hmm. the, and